Today's best hits without the rap, 96.3 WDVD, Blaine and Lisa with Allison. And only because we've been getting a few calls and many, many emails for it, the Sanjaya song.
East Light Lake, Good Lake, and Saint Sanjaya. Oh.
We love Detroit! Hey, this is Sanjaya Malakar from American Idol, waking up with Blaine and Lisa with Allison on 96.3 WDVD.
7:04, a little bit of snow today, and a high of 35. 25 now at 96.3 WDVD. Get ready for the big Easter weekend. And I was looking up some different websites, and I saw this story. I thought this was kind of interesting. There's a website called MillionDollarFinger.com. And when you go to the front page, this guy is he gives a quick version of it. The quick version is, I want to be able to stay home more with my family. My daughter needs me, and I'm willing to make a serious commitment to get it done. I know that words are fine, but to show how much I mean it, I'm willing to cut off my right pinky finger to get it done. That's right. You heard me correctly. The thing is, when telling people about my story, I've heard them say, well, that's nice, but I'd like to give you money, but not to have you cut the finger off. So I'm giving people a choice. For $10, you can vote. For $100, it's 10 votes. I will keep a tally of the votes, and when the $1 million mark is reached, I will do whichever has earned the most votes. There's more to the story, a lot more, so please read ahead. Basically, his daughter has cerebral palsy, and he wants to stay home with his daughter. He doesn't want to work. He wants to be able to take care of his daughter. And he's got this website, MillionDollarFinger.com. First, would you donate money to this site? And second, would you cut your finger off to do something like
that? It's really sad, though, that, you know, that we're such a, what's the word, spectator kind of society that we would be interested in watching someone do that. Voyeuristic. But that being said, I would absolutely cut off my finger for $1 million.
Yeah, but there's something that he said in there that just raises a little of a flag for me when he says, I just want to stay home. And I know it's to take care of his daughter, but a lot of people would just like to stay home who have six children. And it just raises a flag like, okay, really? Are you sure that's your only reason? And I don't know this man, so he could be on the up and up. But number one, it's a sad, you know, I guess statement on the fact that especially in healthcare in this country that, you know, he can't have enough money to take care of his own child. And no, I would not give money to this, and I would not cut off my finger.
I'd cut off two fingers for $1 million.
Really?
The right and the left.
You know
what am I going to do with those pinkies anyway?
If I'm this guy, I'd do it.
I mean, he's doing everything he can, I guess, but...
Well, he found a way. He knows that, you know, people do stunts, and it's a YouTube generation, and people are doing things on eBay and doing this, and strange things happen now all the time that people can watch. So he's just, you know, he took this idea. He was, you know.
All right, it is 7:16 at 96.3 WDVD.
The 96.3 WDVD.
30K purse giveaway is coming up at 10 this morning with Jake Edwards. 96.3 WDVD.
Hi, all.
The Association of Realtors.
96.3 WDVD. 30K purse giveaway.
7:20, right on the nose. And as promised, here are the purses you can choose from at 10.
Purse number 27.
Your shoulder tote.
Those are your choices at 3 and your choices at 10. Tune in this morning at 10. Call in, be the 96th caller, and pick the purse you want. And if you're not too sure about which of these you'd like best, you can go online to 963WDVD.com and take a gander at them. There's a little PDF file you can print off and stuff. It's pretty cool. Play along at home. 30K purse giveaway from 96.3 WDVD. Today's best hits without the rap, 96.3 WDVD. I just gave the purses for 10 and 3. If you missed it, we'll do it again.
Good.
Because it's Friday and we're feeling nice. Actually, we do that every morning. At 7:20, we do it for the first time. And then throughout the morning, periodically, we'll, by the way, just update you. Here are the purses available at 10 and at 3. There's this website, MillionDollarFinger.com. Generated a lot of phone calls.
Yeah, it did.
Hey, Barb.
I don't cut off the finger.
Thank you, Barb. Appreciate
Thanks,
the
Barb.
Call.
Thank you.
We're going to try to get this guy on the show later this morning. I just sent him an email.
Did you?
Through his
cool.
website.
Okay.
So maybe we can just talk to him and get a little more information on it and see see what progress he's made. It doesn't look, they have a counter on the website counting down from a million.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't look like he's raised a lot of money
yet. Something that I want to say about this is I think what he wanted to do was get everyone's attention. I think the majority of us would vote for him to not cut off his finger, but would donate $10, right? And I think that's what the majority of people would do. The I'll cut off my finger for $1 million gets your attention. Mm-hmm. It's attention grabbing. Mm-hmm. So that's what, by saying that, he brings people to his cause.
Well, and you know what? I can see that there are four lines lit right now that probably wouldn't have known about this 10 minutes ago had we not been talking about it because it's such a provocative name for a website.
Right.
Thankfully, he's got 102 so far that say keep the finger and only one that says cut it off.
Exactly. And I think that's really, he says I'll cut my finger off to get your attention. But now that he's got our attention and we hear his story, we're going to give you the $10 to not do it.